I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good evening, I'm Jeff Kaplan. Before we get to KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report, we just got word that the president is planning to speak from his golf course in New Jersey just after 5 o'clock. We're waiting for those remarks. We'll bring them to you live here on KSL News Radio. Now, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. 8 hours later, the closure in Parley's Canyon is set to end soon. They're going to reopen. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live near the site of that fire right now. Paul, what's going on?
Well, I just spoke with officials with a Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, and they told me just minutes ago, great news, I-80 is going to reopen in both directions right about now. And keep in mind, that was a few minutes ago. So if you plan on using I-80 to go between Park City and Salt Lake City, that looks like it will be available for drivers. UDOT Incident Management Team State Leader Jeff Reynolds says the reason why they needed to close it was to make sure that there was a safe flight path for the choppers dumping water on the blaze. Looks like a sound problem there, but they're calling this a soft closure, and that means that they could close it again if the fire makes it necessary. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
So again, they're going to reopen I-80. As soon as it happens, we'll tell you exactly then. KSL News Time 5:01. Police say a man driving a motorhome was pulling a trailer through Kearns and crashed, starting a fire this morning. Unified Police Detective Kevin Mallory says they found out the trailer was stolen.
And they're trying to determine if the motorhome itself was, but because it burst into flames, they weren't able to get the VIN number off it yet, so they're still trying to get the information they need.
Best we can tell, no one was hurt in the incident. Plain City's fire chief would like to talk to the people who rescued a woman from a burning car. It happened early this morning, and KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas says they don't know who the heroes were.
The woman's car left the road at about 5300 West and 2150 North in Plain City. It crashed into a tree, rolled over, and caught fire. Chief T.J. Larson says a couple of people got there quickly and flagged down some passing cars for help.
Between the occupants of those two cars and the two individuals that were on scene, they were able to pull the victim out of the car.
The 40-year-old woman was flown to the hospital with burns and other serious injuries. Larson says he'd like to thank those rescuers and make sure they're okay. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:03. At least 16 are dead, dozens injured after a plane crash in India today. Todd Fuchs has KSL's top national stories.
Jeff, an Air India Express plane crashed after skidding off the runway today and breaking in two. The plane was attempting to land at the airport in Kerala. The two pilots are among those 16 who died, 46 seriously injured. India's civil aviation minister says with rainy conditions, the plane overshot the runway. Congress is finishing the week off still short of a new deal for unemployment benefits. ABC's Dave Packer with that.
With the expiration of the $600 a week unemployment benefit and no replacement yet from Congress, President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the president could take action on his own.
He wants a payroll tax cut, which we can do by executive authority.
And those emergency unemployment benefits would stay, but
we're supplementing that with rewards to work. See, that's the key.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican candidate for lieutenant governor probably has coronavirus. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Senator Deidre Henderson tweeting that two of her immediate family members have tested positive, and now she's experiencing symptoms. She says she hasn't gotten a positive test confirmed yet, but expects her results to be that when she gets them back. She adds they're following strict isolation and quarantine protocols. Her running mate, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, says he has no reason to think he's been exposed. He says he hasn't been with her in the past week, and when they do meet, they wear masks. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following this hour. While the president is considering executive action on coronavirus aid, he's using it when it comes to TikTok. The president signed an executive order to ban U.S. companies from doing any sort of transaction with TikTok's parent company. The order will go into effect in 45 days. The president wants Microsoft to buy the app before then. KSL News Time 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now I'm looking at a live shot of I-80 at Jeremy Ranch, and it looks like they are in the process of moving some of those cones. We'll keep you posted when I-80 is fully open. We do have a new crash northbound on I-15, about 146 south, blocking a left lane of traffic. A vehicle fire northbound I-15, Bangor Highway, blocking two right lanes of traffic. Expect delays in Draper and Bluffdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Once again, we're waiting for President Trump. He's expected to speak sometime within the next half hour from his golf course in New Jersey, where he's spending the weekend. We'll carry his remarks live for you here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 5:06, and back to Todd Fuchs.
Thank you, Jeff. A health alert was issued by the American Heart Association, saying they're seeing a link between marijuana use, heart attacks, and heart failure. ABC's Janae Norman has more.
As sales of marijuana soar during the pandemic, a new warning from the American Heart Association that the marijuana millions use may actually be hurting their hearts. In a new review of studies, the organization finding cannabis use may be linked to an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure.
There have certainly been reports of people with heart rhythm abnormalities, hospitalized patients who have more complications of their heart attack, for example, when they're hospitalized with a heart attack or heart failure.
Dr. Rosemarie Robertson, the Deputy Chief Science and Medical Officer of the AHA, cautioning more research needs to be done after multiple studies found smoking the THC in cannabis could shrink blood vessels that feed the heart and lungs.
I think it's clear to us that using marijuana, thinking that it might help your heart or be good for the cardiovascular system, there is no evidence for that. The evidence that it can harm you is also anecdotal, but there is some.
Researchers also finding that edible marijuana appears to be associated with even more harmful heart and psychiatric complications because of the amount of THC absorbed into the body system. But CBD is different. Studies finding that the portion of the marijuana plant that doesn't produce a high has actually been associated with a reduced heart rate and lower blood pressure. This as purchases of marijuana spike. When the country went on lockdown in March, more than a dozen states deemed cannabis stores and medical marijuana dispensaries essential businesses. In Colorado, retail marijuana sales in May were $35 million higher than in 2019. And both Oregon and Washington state seeing their cannabis sales spike through the late spring and early summer as consumers spend more time at home.
And so more research is needed. And the AHA suggests that the DEA remove cannabis as a Schedule I controlled substance so that it can be widely studied. Because as it stands now, as a Schedule I drug, cannabis is defined as having no medical use and a high potential for abuse.
KSL News Time 5:08. Time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
Have you seen the pictures of Adele? How skinny she got? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
It's me.
It might be you, but if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't recognize you, Adele. I mean, here's a superstar whose voice is as big as her body. But as she prepares to release her long-awaited fifth album, she's been posting pictures on Instagram, and Adele is unrecognizable. She's a wisp of a human being. Not frail, just slight. I asked my wife, hey, you know who this is? And showed her a picture. No clue. The tabloids say Adele has quietly lost 100 pounds over the past couple of years. That's what they say. 100 pounds.
Hello from the other side.
So how'd she get to the other side? The first thought is it must be stomach stapling. But no, Adele says she's been on the cert food diet. She's famous and rich, so she has a trainer and a nutritionist. But I'd never heard of this diet, which focuses on rigid calorie counting, and it leans toward green vegetables, cocoa, blueberries, and red wine. On the cert food diet, you go through cycles. A few weeks at 1,000 calories, then a few weeks at 1,500 calories a day. The question is whether this cert food diet, that's S-I-R-T, leads to sustainable weight loss. The Mayo Clinic says it only provides enough calories for a four-year-old. And what did it do to Adele's amazing voice? We'll find out. Her new album drops next month.
So hello from the other side.
Goodbye.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
And we have big news, emergency traffic on KSL News Radio. Let's toss it straight to Ricky Meese. What's going on?
Well, right now I am watching traffic go through eastbound I-80, getting ready to approach the mouth of Parley's Canyon. It is open on the eastbound side, and I'm seeing actually tractor trailers take that ramp to enter into the canyon. Now, at the top of the canyon on I-80 right around Jeremy Ranch, they are still in the process of opening up those lanes of traffic, but that should be at any moment now. Michelle? Steve? Okay, I'll go ahead and finish this report. We have a couple of problems on northbound I-15 at the south end of the valley. A vehicle fire and a crash anywhere from 146 south up to Bangor Highway. You're going to see different lanes that have been blocked to traffic. So if you're coming from Utah County, delays are going from the point of the mountain up to Draper. Southbound I-15 slowdowns at the south interchange to 90th south, and then again from 123rd south all the way to Lehigh Main Street, and again Pleasant Grove and Linden. Northbound I-15 Davis County delays. Farmington up to Hill Air Force Base, Highway 89. A solid line of slowdowns, and that's from I-15 to I-84. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, already known for the care they take to keep your homes clean and safe. To learn more, Google Any Hour Services or anyhourservices.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the low 90s with lots of sunshine. We'll actually stay in those low 90s for 6 o'clock and then upper 80s for 7 and 8, mid-80s for 9, low 80s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 70s under clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Cooler in Provo, 91 degrees, 93 in Salt Lake City. Sunset comes tonight at 8:35 p.m. Sunrise just a little bit later, 6:30 tomorrow morning. KSL News Time, 5:12. Let's go in depth now with Nick Wyatt. He's live at the KSL National News Desk. Nick?
Hey, there we go. Jeff, a Louisiana man serving a life sentence in prison will soon walk free. 9 years after his conviction, the New Orleans Advocate reports Derek Harris was arrested and convicted of selling $30 worth of marijuana to an undercover agent back in 2008. Harris's current attorney's arguing his original lawyer didn't do enough to fight for Harris in his original trial when the judge said he had no choice but to issue a life sentence under the state's habitual offender law. Harris does have a record of drug-related charges, but the Louisiana Supreme Court agreed that his representation wasn't adequate in his original trial, granting him freedom with time served. Civil rights advocates say this case is not an anomaly, but a clear example of the state's flawed criminal justice system. Harris, through his attorney, says he's heading for Kentucky to live near his brother and other family members. Jeff?
All right, thanks a lot, Nick. The Logan City Police Department has fired an officer involved in the Lauren McCluskey investigation, Miguel Deras, who you heard about earlier this week, resigned from the University of Utah Police Department and was investigated after being accused of downloading sexually explicit photos of McCluskey and inappropriately talking about them with fellow officers. Logan police say Deras mishandled sensitive evidence in the case and they add conclusions from the investigation are inconsistent with the standards of its officers. He's been fired by the Logan Police Department. KSL News Time 514, trending on social media, look who's been hanging around Northern Utah through the course of this week.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Actor Joe Alwyn has been vacationing near Park City with his girlfriend. So who's his girlfriend?
Me.
Taylor Swift has been hiking the mountains with her current boyfriend. He's been posting pictures on social media. But forget about any Tay-Tay sightings this weekend. They're both gone. The Utah vacation is over. Your weekend is just beginning, so let's continue. KSL News Time 515, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The Logan City Police Department has fired Officer Miguel Darris after a state investigation found he mishandled sensitive evidence when it came to the Lauren McCluskey extortion and homicide case. I'm KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer.
Second, 8 hours later, I-80 is reopened in both directions through Parley's Canyon. It's been closed since 9 this morning. Officials warn they may have to close it again if the fire calls for it. We'll bring you an in-depth about the situation in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Well, due to the earlier closure of I-80 in Parley's, the biggest road hit is definitely Highway 189 Provo Canyon. You're going to see delays anywhere, both directions, between Heber and SR-92. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mid-90s and sunshine today, and better get used to it. It sticks around through the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. It's another grim benchmark in the battle against COVID-19. The latest official numbers on the virus show the U.S. is closing in on 5 million cases with more than 160,000 deaths. The nation's top infectious diseases expert weighing in on when we might see a vaccine.
Cautious optimism, that from Dr. Anthony Fauci on prospects for an effective COVID-19 vaccine.
We know that the body is capable of making a good response. And the reason we know is because we have so many people who clear the virus and do well.
Fauci saying he expects tens of millions of doses of the vaccine in the early months of next year.
Which means that we gotta prioritize.
Saying that healthcare employees, frontline workers, and the elderly will likely get the vaccine first. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fauci taking part in a teleconference with Brown University. No deal. Congressional Democratic leaders say they are no closer to an agreement with White House officials on a new coronavirus economic relief package. So President Trump could take executive action in the coming days.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows frustrated they've spent 2 weeks talking without a deal.
We will continue to try to get an agreement that's in the best interest of the people, and that's why we're here.
But in the meantime, we're going to take executive orders to try to alleviate some of the pain that people are experiencing.
It's still not clear what the president can do without a congressional okay. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Labor Department says employers added 1.8 million jobs last month as businesses continue to reopen after COVID-19 lockdowns. Sean Cruz with TD Ameritrade says it's a step in the right direction.
People who identify themselves as being temporarily laid off, that actually decreased 1.3 million. And that's a good sign as long as they don't transfer from the temporary to permanent layoff bucket.
The jobless rate falling to 10.2%. That's a number that would have been unthinkable before the pandemic. You're listening to ABC News.
And we're waiting for President Trump's news conference from his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he's going to be spending the weekend. The pool reporter at that event, Meredith McGraw from Politico, is reporting that dozens of golf club members in their gear holding wine glasses have filed into the ballroom where the press conference will be held, only a handful of them in masks. But temperatures were being taken of everybody who came into the room. This administration has a habit of making news on Friday evenings, so we will bring you that news conference live as soon as it begins. Stay with us at KSL News Radio. And the other big story that we're following, they're reopening I-80. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has been following this fire in Parley's Canyon. He's been joining us live from the start of the road closure. Paul, what is the situation up there right now?
The situation is that it has reopened. And matter of fact, I can hear, I'm under one of the overpasses of I-80, pretty much at East Canyon, and I can hear some of the traffic that has been allowed to go over the freeway. But the situation is this, though. It's open for now, but they might have to reclose it. So it's one of those things where you have to be ready just in case. So they basically call it a soft closure. And what that means is if the fire kind of spreads back to the freeway, then they will have to shut it down. But for right now, they were just ecstatic to tell me that they were going to be able to open the freeway. They originally were going to have it closed at least till 9 o'clock, but then there was always the possibility that they could have opened it early. But from what I was hearing from the fire officials, I wasn't getting my hopes up. So this came a little bit of a surprise for me as they reopened at 5 instead of 9.
Okay, that's I-80. What about the fire? Is it contained, still burning? Is it getting bigger? Is it out? What's going on?
The actual acreage of it really hasn't changed much from this morning. Just before 5 o'clock, I called the fire management team. They said it's still at 80 acres, only about 5% contained. But the weird thing about this is because they call this a dirty burn. What that means is that there are spots inside the scar that haven't been burned. And, you know, they smolder. They could actually reignite, which is why they needed to have choppers at the ready every single second. So they had this shut down even when they weren't actually flying overhead. And the reason why they say it was unsafe to let drivers go through this is because as the chopper was crisscrossing over the freeway, if they accidentally drop one of those water buckets where it shouldn't be happening, that could actually hurt people. So that's why they had it shut down in the first place.
Makes perfect sense. So I-80 is reopened, at least for now. Thank you, Paul Nelson. There's been a ripple effect throughout the day as people try and get around this situation. Triple Team traffic right now. Let's check on the ripples. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards, and here comes Ricky Neese.
Well, I am seeing traffic starting to enter Parley's Canyon on the eastbound side in the valley going into Parley's. But up near Jeremy Ranch, they're still kind of clearing the roadway, and hopefully they're going to be opening up that westbound side anytime now. We will keep you posted. Highway 189, though, it is solid, jam-packed. It's the spot you want to avoid if you can. You're going to see slowdowns either direction, and these speeds are crawling along, scattered from SR 92 up to Heber. Michelle?
Well, we see these slowdowns. This is westbound on the 201 freeway. This is going to go between Bankater Highway over to Magna. Southbound I-15, seeing those slowdowns just at the bottom of the south interchange. And again, bigger delays as you're going around Draper over the point of the mountain in spots all the way down to Orem. On the flip side, also slow at the point of the mountain, straggling up into Midvale. Steve?
And if you're on Northbound 15, heavy and slow for Davis County drivers, Lagoon up to Hill Air Force Base. Then it clears out after those delays all the way north. Got a crash on the southbound side of I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield. That's on the right shoulder. Plus a long train of traffic on Northbound 89 in Davis County from the 89 split all the way up to the I-84 ramps. Got a crash in the mix there at 2700 North. How can you support local farmers during COVID-19? Shop the Utah Farm Bureau South Jordan Farmers Market every Saturday from 8 to 2. Buy local, eat fresh. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So here's the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, what a good-looking 7-day forecast. Today, temperatures in the mid-90s. We're going to do that again on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're on cruise control. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures do dip just a little bit. For the middle of next week, we'll drop down into the low 90s under mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 93 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Live sporting events have been vital to healthy and thriving communities for more than 2,000 years. With fan health and safety as a top priority, Real Salt Lake developed a successful return to play at Rio Tinto Stadium and for the Real Monarchs to be the first team in America to play in front of fans. Andrew Carroll, the Chief Business Officer of Real Salt Lake, is here with the details.
At Real Salt Lake, we move quickly to keep our employees and players safe and healthy. Working closely with various leagues, local and state government officials, and employees, we developed comprehensive return-to-play plans to host the National Women's Soccer League and Premier Lacrosse League tournaments at Zions Bank Stadium in Harriman. We collaborated with Major League Soccer and our players to get Real Salt Lake to Orlando for the MLS's back tournament. We safely and responsibly hosted fans to two Monarchs games in July, and I couldn't be prouder of how our staff, players, corporate partners, the Utah Sports Commission, and government officials worked together to make these things happen. Under challenging circumstances, we were able to plan and conduct successful return to play for sports fans throughout Utah.
It's exciting to watch athletes and fans enjoy soccer matches safely and to learn from the example of Real Salt Lake. You can learn more about game schedules and tickets at rsl.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
We've been telling you the president was going to speak sometime within this half hour. We just got the 5-minute warning from the White House, so it could be 5 minutes, maybe a little longer. We'll be hearing live from President Trump. Stay with us at KSL News Radio. Right now we're watching Utah's money. UPS shipping might be more expensive later this year. The company says it's adding surcharges for companies that ship larger numbers of packages, which I don't understand. UPS, those are your best customers. Anyway, KSL Drive's Fiat Chrysler is gearing up for a big recall of the engines used in Jeeps. It's because of excess emissions problems. If you have a Jeep, be on the lookout for news about the recall in the days ahead. Delta says it's now banned more than 100 people from its flights. The blacklist is for people who refuse to wear masks on Delta airplanes. Mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow gained 46 points. We closed the week at 27,433. The S&P added 2 points. The NASDAQ finished the week to the downside, losing 97 points. KSL News Time, 525, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, talked about progress for a COVID-19 vaccine this afternoon.
Cautious optimism, that from Dr. Anthony Fauci on prospects for an effective COVID-19 vaccine.
We know that the body is capable of making a good response. And the reason we know is because we have so many people who clear the virus and do well.
Fauci saying he expects tens of millions of doses of the vaccine in the early months of next year.
Which means that we gotta prioritize.
Saying that healthcare employees, frontline workers, and the elderly will likely get the vaccine first. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Utah travel adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Bryan Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in the circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
Get the latest news. Take the KSL News Radio app with you wherever you go. Download the KSL News Radio app, powered by Any Hour Services.
Sometimes you need the information fast. Sometimes you just need to know more. Start each day here for the fastest information. And keep listening during the day for more. KSL News Radio is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Richard Whipple Plumbing, my dad's one truck plumbing company, was literally a kitchen table operation. He sat at the table eating, taking calls, and visiting with salespeople while we often sat nearby, listening and eating in our pajamas. He taught us be friendly, do the job right, and stand behind our work. Mom was the bookkeeper, and when the phone rang, any of his 9 children could be answering. The phone was rotary, a party line, and there was no call waiting, voicemail, or answering machine. Things have updated in our call center and in so many other ways, but the core values taught remain. When you call Whipple Service Champions today, 24 hours a day, you'll get a live client care representative. No busy signal. You'll get technicians on call in every department, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. And we won't be in our pajamas. Call Whipple Service Champions, a friendly family business since 1947, 801-444-FAST. 444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. The latest. Here's Ricky Neese.
Well, for those who are traveling eastbound I-80, Parley's is open to traffic, but we still have nasty delays on Highway 189 in Provo Canyon between SR 92 and Heber. Michelle?
Well, we have minor delays southbound by 15 at the South Interchange. The bigger delays are going to go from Draper in spots all the way down to Orem. Steve?
Davis County delays northbound 15, Glover's Lane in Farmington up to Hill Air Force Base. Got a crash southbound I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn a stable income with fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificates, and interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. That's wasatchcredit.com. Steve Carlson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's Kevin Eubank, your weekend forecast.
It's been a beautiful day with sunny skies, a little breezy across the state. Tonight, 70 for the low in Salt Lake, 94 and mostly sunny on both Saturday and Sunday. Those mid-90s stick around through the first half of next week, low 90s to finish. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky. Yeah, a few clouds. It's 93 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Teachers are caravanning in their cars in downtown Salt Lake City. Taking to the Capitol to share their worries about overcrowded classrooms and more coronavirus concerns. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live with us now. Kelly, what's going on?
Well, Jeff, about 100 teachers, many dressed in red, have now made it to the state capitol and are rallying outside. They drove here in a caravan, like we said, most of their cars decked out with signs saying things like only when it's safe and I can't put my dog in my will. So what's this all about? Teachers say they want changes on the state level to keep them safe, with many saying that online-only learning should be the only option. But at the very least, the state should give them more resources to protect themselves. Although they'll admit most children have a very low chance of getting a serious case of the virus, they say children can pass it on to adults, a problem if they live in multi-generational households or sit close to teachers. And one elementary school teacher said if she's thinking about quitting if nothing's done. Live at the state capitol, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kelly. KSL News Time 5:31. The I-80 shutdown may have been a big traffic headache for most drivers, but it was a massive problem for long-haul truck drivers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live from Parley's Canyon now. Paul?
Yes, and Jeff, I mean, even though the freeway closure has been lifted, the damage might already be done for some long-haul truck drivers. Some say they were never told by their company that the closure had even taken place. Even regular commuters like Luke Hayes say they were surprised to learn that the entire freeway was closed, since I-80 is the lifeline of Park City.
And it's just unbelievable to have such a major freeway be totally shut down. I feel bad for the truckers, the other guys that are, you know, trying to make their routes and everything.
Now, I-80 has since reopened, but some drivers say even the alternates like I-84 and Provo Canyon would have taken another couple of hours to drive through, and they'd likely miss their delivery time. Some of them might have to wait until Monday to unload. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time, 5:32. Forecasters from the National Weather Service say at this point, we need to hope winter brings enough snow to push out a drought. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
Snow fills our reservoirs, but monsoons keep Utah hydrated. And Salt Lake forecaster Glenn Merrill says the last two summers have been non-soons, as we've had very little rain. Along with triple-digit temperatures through much of July, 99% of the Beehive State is now suffering moderate or severe drought.
The next 7 days, no rain in the forecast, according to Kevin Eubank. KSL News Time 5:33. Now more of our top stories. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the Davis School District will keep its hybrid schedule, despite objections from parents like Julie Parkinson, who wanted kids to go back to campus full time.
There is a risk. We know it. I saw it last year when I was a TA, but I also saw those kids that didn't get any extra attention at home get the extra attention at school.
Parents crammed the emergency board meeting last night to make sure their voices were heard. The district says holding half its classes online is safer right now, but they could change that schedule later in the year. KSL's top national stories. It's a heated debate across Utah and in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says all school districts in the state are authorized to reopen this fall, if the state's rate remains low.
We are probably in the best situation in the country right now, as incredible as that is. So if anybody can open schools, we can open schools. And that's true for every region.
The state has maintained a positivity rate of around 1%. Schools can stay open as long as that stays under 5%.